Hello, everybody, and welcome back to an all-new episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, don't we have quite a lot of things to talk about from the last week. Normally, I tend to talk about my own career as an immigrant here in Germany and, you know, what that requires of me in terms of, you know, the kinds of, not what that requires of me, but just like, normally the podcast is talking to people who do things in a similar field and breaking down my position in Germany as a, well, as an artsy-fartsy immigrant, hence the name. So if you're coming into this episode for the first time, there's gonna be a slight switch, at least at the start here, in terms of what we dive into. I think it would be irresponsible of me to not just jump right into what I think the entire world is talking about here, which was the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. It's pretty bananas that this happened, and I had a feeling on Sunday. I had a feeling on Sunday that I made a little video about it in my Instagram stories, but I had this feeling that like people just weren't taking it seriously enough. And this can be dangerous waters, so I want to be careful about how I express this. Even my own dad sent me a private text asking exactly what I meant by that, because, you know, amongst other disagreements that we have had in the past, one of the more just general, for me, unpersonal disagreements that we tend to have is when it comes to politics. And I made an Instagram story on Sunday about the, I'll do it again. You hear that? It was not a fart. That was my microphone arm, which is a little rusty. Of course, the attempted assassination took place. Horrible, you know, a very serious thing to happen, particularly in today's climate, politically, emotionally, where people are, you know, regardless of everything, you know, like nobody should be in the position to have their life taken from them. In this, especially in exactly this kind of circumstance, right? I mean, and what I said in this video, and I think this is what my dad didn't quite get. So I'm here to just, you know, elaborate a bit more on it. Basically, I saw this happen the morning after it happened, and I was here at my house, and I saw, first off, I saw like the entire unedited footage with all of the audio, and everything was subtitled. So I saw like everything about, let me get my shoes. And I saw, you know, I heard the crack, crack, crack of the guns, and I heard the people screaming, and I saw, you know, how this crowd behaved to, I mean, what is essentially like a very, very horrifying event. Not to mention, because it often is forgotten, that someone died, you know, a man died literally protecting his family, which is also often just sort of swept under the rug. And of course, the motives behind the kid who did it, it's so, you know, complicated, and nothing about this is very black and white. But the issue that I had was I saw that, I felt very scared by it. I think something like, I mean, the last time something like that happened was, I believe, Reagan. That was a little over 40 years ago. And, you know, what I was trying to say, or what I meant in the video, was that despite what anybody politically feels about this person, I don't think it's okay to, especially within 48 hours, start making satire content about it. There's comedic political personalities that I'm a fan of, and they are on a certain kind of professional level where when I followed up with what they wanted to say about it, I was pleasantly greeted with the same idea, basically. Like, they approached it with a lot of, I don't know if grace is the right word, but like, it's just not something to, you know, when people make jokes about that the guy shouldn't have missed, or making jokes about how annoying Trump is going to be now, and how he's, you know, sitting in his room with a bandaged ear listening to, you know, hype rap like Jay-Z or something. It's sure, like, generally, I'm very open to political jokes, and I think it's okay at some point to, you know, make you know, once everything calms down, sure, there can be some levity to the thing. But the what scared me was that not that the jokes were just being made generally, but what scared me was that the speed in which the jokes were made worried me that people might not understand the weight of what just took place. You know, if there's too many jokes right off the bat about something so serious, the people who look to these content creators for a sense of understanding about what's happening in the world might not grasp that this is a very serious and scary event. It's one of those rare generational things that, you know, probably my generation will never see again, you know. And it also, you know, it's beginning this, the way that it happened, exactly the way that it happened, and these photos that are a result of this happening the way that it happened, are going to have a major, potentially very long-lasting effect on people's behaviors regarding like amendments or bills being passed or regimes taking place in the United States. So I think what I was basically trying to get at in this one little Instagram story was that it isn't something that I think should be mocked or thrown over the shoulder at all, because I don't agree with Trump's rhetoric, but I also don't think that it's a good idea to come at something that serious with a goofy, silly, satirical, sarcastic perspective, because one, someone died in front of their family. Two, someone who, you know, love him or hate him, another, you know, President Trump did almost die. And it's a real thing. I don't believe in these conspiracies about anything at all. You know, like, I think what's really toxic about the internet is that immediately after this took place, there were a million conspiracies flooding the internet from both sides immediately. The right side was saying that this was, you know, brought on by Biden, and this was a liberal conspiracy to take him out, and blah, blah, blah. And then the left was saying that it was, you know, a staged, faked event to immortalize Trump in this powerful position because the circumstances of him surviving with just a scratch and then having this insane photo were just too good to be true, too perfect, you know. And I think that's also a symbol of what's what's the problem with the United States right now is that everyone's so divided and so untrusting of the actual events that they're seeing before their eyes that there's very little people on either side just trying to get to the facts and just trying to see how they can digest a scary event like this. It's something that kind of makes you want to get off the boat and just say, excuse me, I think I'm not ready. Like, I'm not okay with this, you know? And I'm not a person who's a fan at all of Trump or what he stood for, what he's trying to change whatsoever. That's okay for me to say that because I'm not going to sit here and say something mean or negative about him. That's for my own personal beliefs or what I want to do with my own friends or family. But here on a public platform, sure, he's not the person that I would vote for. Do I think he would deserve to get his brains blown out on television of all places, especially? Even despite that, even in a private setting, of course not. Of course not. He has kids, and no one deserves to not have the choice of that or to... I mean, of course not. I mean, the more I try and dig into it, the less it even makes clear sense. Like, of course no one deserves that. No one should ever be in that position. And I would really hope that if this had been Biden, that people on the right would be feeling the same way, that of course no one should ever be in that position. This is a former president and a presidential candidate, and I think it's just kind of freaky about what this will do, what this will change in America's future. It will empower and embolden and strengthen ideologies that I think are dangerous, but that's also, you know, it's just my opinion. And that's why I haven't shared or taken part in any comedic content or satire about that event, because, you know, lives were on the line. A family lost their father that day, and that's not for me something that I would want to joke about. I'm not here to protect the legacy of Donald Trump by any means, but I don't think that anybody should be attacked like that. I find it extremely interesting that this was, you know, a mysterious, you know, misunderstood, loner, you know, kid. Paid money to a liberal PAC, but then was registered as a Republican. There's a lot of interesting things coming out about him now, and I'm curious what other things will be discovered, because I think, you know, when you don't understand motive and you don't understand reason, I think people aren't good at sitting in the dark. People look for patterns. People fight to understand things. People need to understand things. I believe that's why most people tend to push greater existential questions out of their mind, because it's an unanswerable thing. And so they look for patterns in their regular, issues that they can digest and research. And when something like this happens and you don't know why, it can really turn people's stomachs, and it can turn them against each other, and it can drive people into an aggravated, it can drive them towards groups of people that will support their anger and support their confusion, and people want answers. People will look to this, they will take this as a symbol for whatever they want it to mean for them. I believe that what happened is exactly what happened. This kid, for whatever reason, a motive unknown, tried to take this guy out, you know, by a miracle, by just like the luck, or some, I don't know, for some just unbelievable 1 in 10 billion chance, this, you know, Trump turned his head at the right moment to look at a chart, and that kid missed. And he's not a professional. And he wasn't hired by a corporation, and he just missed. And then he was taken out. And I don't think it was staged. I don't think it was a greater operation. Who knows what's going to come out in 40 years when the CIA releases more information. But I genuinely, to my soul, don't believe that there's a greater story here. I think a very confused kid made a very bad choice. And by some crazy stroke of luck, Trump didn't die, but unfortunately another person did. And I think that's what also gets forgotten a lot, you know? So I can leave it there. It's not really what the show is usually about, and I don't mean to dive into anything too tough or scary or uncertain. I'm not a political commentator. And I think that's really important to specify. Like, I'm a comedian, and I don't have any education in politics, by far not enough to try to change people's minds on anything. These are just my opinions. I am not a journalist. I am not somebody who you should, if you come to me for jokes, I'm sorry that I haven't been joking since this show started, but I do think it's important to just kind of say that, generally speaking, an event like this is not to be taken lightly, because there are a myriad of repercussions that are going to spawn from this. And depending on what side politically you might be of, you know, America's political system, whatever side you might be on, it's going to have a pretty major effect on both. So I would say stay away from conspiracies. Don't make rash decisions before the facts are just simply there. Don't latch on to conspiratorial or emotional answers, because you need answers. Wait for the right ones. Wait for the facts to come. And I think that's the most important thing anybody can ever really do when it comes to dealing with a really serious situation like this. In the same way that, you know, the right is gonna manufacture and enable this event in their, in their favor. In the same way that they're going to do that, the left is going to try to, you know, shift for things that also fit their motives as well. Everybody is always on a, like, all politics is always a constant mission to shift societal perspectives in their favor. That's what all of this is going to be for in the end. That, you know, Trump's people are going to try and use this as a means of getting him back in. And now I see a pretty clear path for him, if I'm being honest. And, you know, whatever that means for you, okay. But I think it's going to be a big benefit for them. And I don't know what it might mean if he loses. I don't know what it might mean if there's another attempt on his life. I think that it's a very volatile place to be in right now. And I think it's a scary, despite whatever side you're on, if you're, you know, in the heart of Brooklyn, as liberal and progressive as it gets, or you're in the deep South, someone as, you know, conservative and far right as it gets. People are people. And I think this was a really scary thing to take place. It shouldn't have happened. And I think America's in a really divisive position where the scale can be tipped by the smallest thing. And I think it's on the edge, like on the brink of a really scary, I don't want to say civil war, you know, but it's really in a very delicate position. So I'll stop there. I'll leave that there, because and I need to really emphasize, I'm not politically educated. I am just a comedian. I'm just an American living in a different country, looking at America through the lens of someone who's lived abroad for 8 years, and that's just my opinion. So it's not fact, it's not truth, it's not God, it's just my opinion. So please don't come after me with something saying I'm wrong or I'm right. If you agree with me, okay. And if you don't, okay. But it's just my opinion. And if I pushed people away with this, I hope that you understand that it's just a big world event. This is just like, this is watching history happen. you know, as a kid growing up in the States, you always see videos of like, you know, the walk on the moon, or you see like the Kennedy assassination in Dallas, or you see, oh my God, I don't know, Nixon, you know, getting impeached. You just look at these crazy historical things, and it's really hard to put yourself in the shoes of people who were there at the time, because times are so different, you know, and the footage is so grainy, and it feels a little disconnected from reality. But here we are right now watching something that will be talked about hundreds of years at least after we're all dead. And that's really crazy. That's really crazy to know for certain that event is going to be the thing that we know about, that will be that will be talked about as long as we're alive, certainly. And that's pretty amazing. I mean, and not in a great way, but it's like, you know, I wish it wasn't that, but like watching a thing and knowing that's history. That must have been what it felt like when people saw, you know, of course, Kennedy's a very, it's not about candidates. It's not about like, it's not about, you know, Democrat, Republican. Right now, it's just about people. And, you know, Trump is a person a lot of people know. And if he had died, there'd be riots. There'd be a big thing going on. And the fact that he didn't, I think we're about to see a big historical shift in American politics. And because of that, world politics. So let's see what happens with that. I'll leave it there. Sorry for like jumping right into a pretty serious topic. This has been very much stream of consciousness. I have been rolling right off the dome with this, so I hope I didn't repeat myself too much, and I hope I didn't get too heady. But if you guys are still there, there's a lot of stuff besides that that's been going on. And yeah, it's just, I mean, but of course, how could you have a podcast and as an American living abroad and not bring that up? I mean, come on, how could you not? On the lighter side of things, just to spice things up, just to give it a little shift, I have to give a little shout out to a fellow content creator, a friend who I've had on the show before. His name is Johnny. His social media handle is Austrian Kiwi. He's a New Zealander who's lived in Austria for a long time now. We did a lot of content together last year. I did his podcast and he has done mine. And he is launching a clothing brand. So that's pretty cool. It's called John Boy. And I'm going to be, if you guys are listening here from Austria, I'm going to be in Salzburg on the 27th of July for one evening to celebrate the release of this and the debut and the release of this clothing brand. So that's pretty cool. What a big leap for a content creator. I think that's pretty brave and pretty cool. I mean, he has a bigger audience than me. So, I mean, you know, maybe it's going to be like a no-brainer. But I would be so scared to launch a clothing brand. Like, I always try to, like, pocket things into these small departments. You know, I say, okay, I'm going to have 100 bags of coffee. And then just focus on, like, can I sell 100? And then I think, okay, I'm going to have, like, X amount of concert tickets and try and just go that route. I'm going to have, you know, X amount of socks. And then I'm going to debut. I still haven't debuted the socks. I still haven't released and debuted the socks. This is crazy. I had no idea that I would get this distracted and still not put them up and still not release them. It's really crazy how long that's taken. I still have hundreds of socks. I have so many socks. And I think probably part of my brain is like, we'll just save them for the tour. But, you know, still, it's good to have something online. And I keep telling myself, oh, I want to meet with this guy who does graphics. And I want to have a meeting with this person who's going to set up an e-shop. And then when I set up the e-shop, they can handle all the packaging and blah, 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 blah. But it's just, it's just excuses, man. I'm just like, I'm so easily distracted. I mean, I would call myself lazy, borderline. Like, I am getting so distracted and so procrastinate-y that I'm borderline lazy. Like, it's very, very hard for me to try and stay on track with all these things. And I don't know, whatever. But, did Richard Simmons die? No. Oh no, Richard Simmons fell and refused medical help. Okay, so for those who don't know, Richard Simmons is an American angel, an icon, an icon for everybody, a fitness, inspirational, motivational speaker guy. He suffered a fall at home Friday, but refused medical attention before dying the next day. Oh no, he was such a sweetie. The beloved fitness coach fell in a bathroom on Friday, his 76th birthday. He fell on his 76th birthday? That's bananas. He was assisted by a housekeeper who urged him to seek immediate medical attention. Simmons reportedly refused, saying he wanted to stay home for his birthday, but would consider visiting a doctor the following day. And the housekeeper helped him back to bed, and that was that. The following morning, around 10 a.m., the woman reportedly discovered Simmons on the floor beside his bed, and he was pronounced dead on the scene. Oh, buddy. Simmons had described feeling dizzy before the fall, which left no visible injuries. It's unclear if the dizziness or fall played any role in his death. Simmons also, he also had skin cancer, which he revealed in March. He told his fans, "Promise me you will see your doctor and get a complete checkup." In an interview published days before his death, the fitness coach told People he was feeling good. "I'm grateful that I'm here and I'm alive for another day," he said, adding, "I'll spend my birthday doing what I do every day, which is to help people." Beautiful. Beautiful soul. Beautiful, kind guy. I had have to admit, I didn't really know exactly that he was still alive. So it's kind of sad to be like, oh, Richard Simmons. And then you find out that's how he passed away. Beautiful soul. If you don't know about him, really wonderful guy. And yeah, rest in peace, buddy. He was really inspirational, really sweet guy. Even as a kid, I was like, this guy's funny. Like, he's a funny and he's a sweet guy. Today's episode's not going to be a long one. Again, like, I just had to kind of talk about the assassination attempt, and then I'm just kind of seeing the news that pops up here in front of me. As a reminder, this Saturday, the 20th, I'm playing the Brim Bamborium, and I got to tell you guys, I am feeling stressed. I am feeling stressed out. I feel very underprepared. I have like a new like 8-minute comedy thing that I'm trying to memorize, but today was such a shot of a day. Like I feel very underprepared and I still haven't really gotten like the feel of the music back in my fingers, but let's see. Sometimes under pressure is when I shine. So let's see how that goes. Tickets and everything, all the information is in the show notes. And besides that, it's just been a very busy day of trying to keep my brain together. Sorry for the short episode this week, but it's just been crammed in. Unbelievable amount of work, stress, people have been sick. It's been a whole thing. But yeah, random episode. But guys, I love you. Please take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. If you see someone you care about, give them a big juicy hug. And thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, rate, review, subscribe. You know the whole deal. And I will be back very soon with a much longer, more exciting episode. So love you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye. Saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von Jordan Prinz und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.